I'd like to give an update on the recovery effort, which has been progressing steadily since the sinkhole incident. PUB, together with other agencies, continue to place safety as our priorities while working to complete the restoration work in this area. Since early this morning, we have completed the refilling of the sinkhole using liquefied stabilized soil material, LSS in short. This material is made with soil, cement, and water. It's floatable. When poured into the sinkhole, it will find its way to fill all the void. In a matter of hours, the material will form into a competent soil-like material. This material will provide the strength needed for road construction later. Shortly after filling a sinkhole, we have started to test the ground with three different methods. The first method is ground penetrating radar, which we have deployed earlier. This round of tests will help us to check the ground one more time and to ensure that the sinkhole has been completely filled with LSS. The second method is ground probing method. Essentially, it's an insertion of a long metal rod to as deep as 20 meters in this area to test the competency of the material. This is also to rule out any presence of void in the ground. The third method is a seismic survey, which will use sound wave to scan the whole area, which will give us a good profiling of the ground to a greater depth than the GPR. Collectively, these three methods will give us a good sensing of the competency of the ground in this area and to ensure that the ground is good for road construction so that we can safely open the road later. During this period, as we continue to test and construct the road, we continue to seek public's patience and tolerance for us to complete the work here.